So to Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel, Achaloi Nimcha Kahamegila Amra Eini Shosa. Up until they would erase the Megillah into the water, if she says before that happens that she does not want to drink, Megillasa Nignezes, they would take this Megillah. It wouldn't be kosher for a different sota because the Torah says Va'asa La Hakohen. La always means Lishma. It has to be done for her, so therefore it can't be kosher for somebody else. So they would bury it, that it shouldn't be disgraced. Like Rashi says, all kisvei kodesh that are not going to be read from, they would bury it. And the Rav says, where do they bury it? They buried it on the side of the heichal. This is based off of Yerushalmi, and there's a whole shaila where they put it. They put it sort of like underneath a door, that the door would constantly move and erase it. As the door moved, and there's a shaila how they were able to do that, the mefarshim go into. But they would bury it. U'minchasa mispazeres ala doshan. And the mincha, which is not kosher anymore, it's psulei kodshei kadoshim. It's possible now because we're at the point where the carbon mincha went into a kli sharis and it no longer is fit. So it was thrown onto the dashan, onto the threshing floor. It doesn't mean that it was just thrown there, it was burnt there. Because there, they would burn in the azara, on the dashan, they would burn psulei kodshei kadoshim. Ve'ein megillah sekser lahashkas ba sota acheres. And like we said, this megillah was not kosher to be used for a different sota. Nimchuka hamegillah v'amra tmei ani. But what happens if the Megillah is erased, and then she says, this is different than the previous Mishnah, here she says she's Tameh, now she admits it. Hamayim nishbachin, so they don't make her drink in this case. They only make her drink if she says, I'm still Tahar, but I don't want to drink. If she says she doesn't want to drink, then they force her to once it's erased into the water. But if it's erased into the water, and she says that she's Tameh, then she doesn't, because the whole point of the water is not to punish. The Rav says the point of the water, the Meimarim, is to clarify the Emes. It's coming to clarify. So if she is clarifying for us anyway, she then doesn't drink. So then what do you do with the water? Hamayim nishpachin. The water is poured out. Umin chasa mispazeres al adashan. Then you have to burn the carbon mincha. It's not fit. Nimchuka hamagillah v'arma eini shosa. But what happens if the megillah is erased? It's in the water. And then she says she doesn't want to drink. Now, a woman that says she doesn't want to drink before the Megillah is erased, we don't continue the process, and she's just ushered to her husband. Finished. But at this point in time, the Megillah is already erased. She went that far. After all the warnings, she still went far, and now, at the very end, she's saying she doesn't want to drink. Ma'arin oisa mashkenosa bal karcha. We force her to drink. Ma'arin is like a lashon of, I guess, gargling, or like the Tfarsol explains, it's like a lashon of like a sudden shaking. Now, what they would do, actually, is they would put like a spit with sharp edges in her mouth, sharp edges on both sides to keep her mouth open. And so this way she couldn't bite down. And then they would pour water in her mouth and she would try to stop it. That's what the Lashon of Irr is, like the gargling, the suddenness. The reason we do this is because at this point in time, it seems that if she made it this far, she must be mistamish. She's only doing this. She's only trying to say, I don't want to drink it, because she's afraid that even though she's tahar, the water is still going to kill her. And the Kohanim would actually say to her, don't worry at this point. Once it's erased, they would say, don't worry. If you're tahar, nothing's going to happen. The only way she can get out of it at that point is if she says she's tameh. If she still didn't say she's tameh to save her own life, and she's saying she's tahar, it almost sounds like we see her fear. And this is Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. And according to Rabbi Yehuda's Cholek, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Gemara brings, that even if we see that she's not afraid, we always make her drink because there's a possibility that maybe she really is afraid and she's just hiding it. The point is, though, the Mishnah tells us u'mashkenosa bal karcha, we make her drink against her will because it's possible because of the fact that perhaps she's just afraid. And if she drinks it and she really didn't do anything wrong, then nothing's going to happen. In fact, there are going to be positive things that are going to happen.